Boko Haram sticking around in Nigeria. Crimea is facing another round of problems, and a dead chicken leads to gospel opportunities in India. Details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The world's eyes are on the Islamic State right now, and that's allowing Nigeria's Boko Haram to work under the radar. They've already established the beginnings of an African caliphate. Could the Islamic State and the African caliphate come together? Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman hopes not, but...
If all these groups came together and radical Islam or militant Islam took over the world, it would eventually implode because it's violent. And if you don't go along exactly what they think, they would take each other out.
We've never been a time in history where more Muslims are becoming Christians than we are right now.
I've met many from these kinds of groups that have had a dream or vision of Jesus or found a Bible and became Christians, and they become amazing evangelists. So we need to continue to pray that God will get a hold of the hearts of the enemies of the gospel and turn them around.
Three specific prayer needs can be found at our website. Next, remember that place called Crimea? Russia took it away from Ukraine in March. Now, Forum 18 News says churches in Crimea are being forced to re-register with the Russian government. Slavic Gospel Association supports churches in both countries. SGA's Eric Mock says...
It's kind of a jumbled up mess of a lot of things that are making life difficult. A lot of the re-registration issues are also coming with mutual suspicion between Ukrainian and Russian-leaning churches and organizations.
Mock helps us sort out all the issues at our website. For now, though, keep this in mind as you pray for believers in Crimea.
Sometimes we give too much credit to man in making life difficult, but we need to fall back on understanding that a sovereign God is saving a people for his own possession and declaring his glory among the nations.
This is Mission Network News. You're depressed and need help, but so does everybody around you. What do you do? Summer of Hope 2014 with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries mobilized Native American youth to reach out to several reservations where this is a reality. Brad Hutchcraft of RHM says,
to see these young people go out night after night and lay it all out there, to run the events, to talk to these young people one-on-one, to talk to their families, and to fearlessly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to their peers is just amazing.
And their work was rewarded.
We got to see 788 Native Americans begin a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and they're going back to these hard situations. They're going back to the homes where there are drugs and alcohol, where there are people who are depressed and considering suicide.
Pray for these new Christians to cling to the hope of Jesus in their everyday life. And you probably never thought about the connection between chickens and churches before, have you? I can't say I have either. MNN's Ruth Kramer connects the dots.
Greg, we got this story from a church worker with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. He accidentally ran over somebody's chicken while he was in country. But in making good to the owner, he had to consider replacing not only the hen, but also the eggs it laid, as well as the loss of future eggs. Now, the whole story is at our website, but here's the connection. It's all about replication. New churches plant daughter churches, and some of those go on to plant even more churches. He goes on to say that God has opened a window of opportunity in India. But to make it happen, we need to help them start the multiplication process in as many villages as possible and as soon as possible. The cost of holding back is not just one missed opportunity, but all of the future workers and churches that could be produced. It boils down to pray, give, or go. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.